come back in the game the other day and you fought through it. Is this the same thing you're dealing with now? Was there a play? I didn't know.
No, I mean, it's with the hip, it's just been something kind of throughout the last couple years, something that's been lingering. So this year, I mean, it's just trying to find a good routine to kind of maintain, you know, the range of motion, the pain tolerance, and just been struggling with it a little bit. I think last week was tough, just being a short week playing on Thursday. So knew that was going to be a tough game. Ended up coming in at halftime and doing a little bit of work to loosen up and get back in there. So, yeah, today was just, you know, a little bit of a rest day. Not really many concerns on my end about being available for Sunday.
That second half, I mean, how tough was that for you getting through? I mean, you guys are pass pro as much as you were. I mean, you just kind of have to just grit your teeth a little bit and stay in there with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the type of, this is the, around the time of the year where everybody starts to feel a little bit ache and pains, and just got to remind yourself that, you know, not everybody's feeling great, you know, and you just got to push through some things and find a way to play. So, I think it's a little bit uncomfortable at times, but, you know, out there on Sunday, I think adrenaline takes over and kind of limits the pain or restrictions you might be feeling on a normal day. So that's kind of what I was relying on, just going out there and with the long weekend, obviously after the game, didn't want to be sitting around feeling like I let anybody down. So, it was uncomfortable, but it's going to be something that I'm just going to have to find a way to deal with the rest of the season and make sure that I'm properly maintaining so I can be able to play.
We joined in late, but is there some familiarity with this type of injury? I think you've dealt with a hip injury in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's more of a genetic thing. You know, the bones and the hips just sometimes don't align right, and once in a while they get inflamed and start to hurt a little bit. So just got to find a good routine to try to limit that as much as possible, get the inflammation down, and obviously manage the pain. I think that's the thing that's really been causing me to miss a few practices, miss a little bit of the game last week. So it's nothing that that is new to me. It's just something that, for whatever reason, just kind of flared up on me this year a little bit more than it has in the past. So I'm just still working around a way to, find the best routine to limit all those.
Are there long-term options for that? Outside of when you get to be 50, you're going to have your hip replaced?
I don't know. I mean, probably, I think the plan is maybe get something taken care of postseason, but it's nothing serious like what I went with my shoulder. I mean, it's something similar, but, I've played through a lot of injuries before. A lot of guys are playing through some bumps and bruises, so like I said, just got to find a way to get through it.
So if I'm reading between the lines, if you were to have that done now, there's no way you come back during the season? Is that what?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Okay. So. You guys missing run blocking at all, or whatever works?
Yeah, whatever works, man. I mean, obviously the main goal is to win the game. I think kind of got lost in the game a little bit last week. Glanced up at the board and saw 50-some passes and just kind of shocked all of us. It didn't really feel like that many, but whatever route we have to take to go out there and produce and score some points, get the win, is how we're going to get it done. We don't think we ever go into any game thinking, we're going to pass X amount, run X amount. We try to be as balanced as we can, but however the game plays out, whatever is working for us, we got to stick with and make sure that, we're executing at a high level. So we'll see what happens Sunday, but if the running game's working, I hope we stick with that. If the passing game's working like it did last week, it's fine with us up front, as long as we're doing our job too. So, it's just part of the game. Whatever route the defense wants to give us, you just got to take advantage of it and make them pay.
TJ, would an injection do anything for you for pain-wise? Is that one of the options? Have you ever had that before with this thing?
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit. I had some work done over the long weekend, which helped, but I think what hurt, my availability today was the fact that the turf doesn't really feel good for us big guys, on our joints and hips and knees. Yeah, well, the turf in the indoors, it's a little rough sometimes, but I think that kind of wore me out a little bit yesterday. So today was just more of a rest day, but, you know, just got to, it's not fighting through something crazy here. It's everybody's going through some, you know, their own personal injuries and whatnot, but it's something you got to find a way to get it through. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. So.
What has work done over the long weekend mean? Did you have some kind of procedure done? Did you go see a chiropractor?
Oh, I didn't have, like, surgery or anything. I mean, I got some...
Readjusting?
You know, it's PRP, I think, is what they call it. Just try to get some inflammation down and nothing serious. I know a lot of guys, you know, find alternate routes to try to get healthy. So being a long weekend, I mean, 3 days off was a perfect time to do it because you usually... a little bit sore for a couple of days after, so you know, I think I'm not anticipating it getting much worse than what it has been this year. So that's, you know, I've played on it through a couple of games now, and don't really feel like it's been hindering my performance that much. So I think you know, I'm just going to continue to do what I have to do to fight through and be available on Sundays.
Back to pass protection. This is probably a stupidly obvious question here, but. You're going to throw the ball 56 times. Does it help that Aaron got the better of the ball like he did against Chicago? I mean, it seemed like it was a lot of 1-2-3 and the ball was out and probably made your lives somewhat easier.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's, you know, all year we kind of talk about rhythm and timing. I mean, that's what it is. It's, you know, dropping back and taking what the defense gives you. And, so I think, you know, Aaron did a tremendous job. Our receivers did a great job of getting open. And the short passing game last week kind of, almost took over for our run game a little bit. I mean, when they're giving you 4, 5, 6 yards on the passes, you got to take it, and eventually those big plays will come. So, you know, it is what it is what it is. I mean, we go out there, we do our job to the best of our capabilities, and however many times we throw, we don't complain. And obviously, we'd like to be a little bit more balanced, but it was a good feeling last week when the passing game was clicking. I know there's, you know, those guys have been putting in a lot of time at practice and meetings, making sure they're, you know, they're getting the rhythm down. So it's definitely takes a little bit off of us up front when, you know, when those guys are doing their job, getting open, and we're finding those short passes. Frustrates the defense too, you know, because they feel like, you know, they don't have a chance of getting the quarterback when he's throwing the ball that fast. So definitely plays to our benefit.